This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The president could sign as early as today an order to limit refugees and immigration from some Middle Eastern countries. A reminder now on why people move. It can be war. It can be famine. It can also be grinding poverty. One man who's thought a lot about the economics of this is Kanayo Nwanze, president of the United Nations International Fund for Agricultural Development. We reached him in Rome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David. It's my pleasure.
You argue that one part, an important part of the refugee crisis, is directly rooted in rural poverty?
Unfortunately, that is the case. If you look at the African landscape, economic growth has not transformed into social development because of a lack of investment in the rural areas. And so you find an increasing gap between the rich and the poor, and between the rural and urban space. And that is why the populations are migrating into urban cities and eventually migrating to Europe. We can stem the issue of migration, hundreds of people dying in the Mediterranean, if we make our rural areas more attractive for the young population to make a living.
And one could wait for economic growth alone to somehow address this problem. The old term is lift all boats, but do you think that policy needs to come to bear on this sweeping issue, really?
Yes. Economic growth alone will not improve the lives of poor rural people. We have to have targeted policies. This will involve policies and investments that increase agricultural productivity. They will expand rural employment so that particularly youth will find jobs, and also provide access to services and infrastructure. Basically, it means rural transformation.
So to transform these rural areas, give us a hint about some of the policies that might actually put a dent in this.
Essentially, these are policies that provide opportunities for rural people to make a living where infrastructure, roads, energy, social services, education, where they find exactly the same things, the same livelihoods that they would find in urban areas. If you look at Rwanda and Ethiopia, who have significantly reduced their rates of poverty, they have implemented policies that have rapidly transformed their rural areas and developed their rural agricultural sectors and associated industries. This means that our political leaders have to walk the talk and invest in rural transformation.
Thank you for this. Kanayo Nwanze runs the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development. He has a book on the way called A Bucket of Water, Rural Pathways to Sustainable Development.